Okay, so we are on the top of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, says the Gemara as well. So the Mishnah that said Omer Lechavero is the end of that. The case was Omer Lechavero Kolam LeBeischa Shani Nichnas V'Sadcha Shani Lokeach. Right, so in no case he's saying. I'm not going to go into your house. Right. I'm not going to go into your sada, right? Which we had used before to talk about the difference if he sells it, etc., because it's your field versus the field, right? So now the Gemara has a different question. Bay avimi konam labai ze sha'ata nichnas. So he says, there's a neder for this house that you're not allowed to come into this house. Okay, so you can't come to this house. Mace oshim macharo. Right, and the guy dies or he sells it, la'acher maho. So if he dies or sells it to somebody else, so now can he still ask the person on this item, then now it no longer belongs to him. So Adam Oser Davar Shibirshu so lichashayatim yirshu so olo, right? Do we say that a person can aser something even after it's no, meaning it was in his rishus when he made the neder, but now that it's out of his rishus, does it now lose that? Now he can't hold on to it anymore. Look at the Mefarish. Adam Oser Davar. V'afil la'achar shemeis om shemachar la'achar havei nami asar Allah. Right? Does now, can he maintain the hold on the Isser, that on the net that he put on it? So Amar Rav Tashma, ha'omer lebano konam. I feel like we saw, yeah, we did. We saw this, yeah. The Gemara,
we quoted this
earlier. Both, yeah, earlier, both. And Daf Mem Beis, yeah, both of them. So, it's funny, the whole thing is here again. But anyways, okay. So Amar Rav, it makes you feel good when you remember it, no? So Amar Rav, Toshma Amar Bino Konam Shi Ata Nenali Umes. The guy says, takes a neder that you can't get benefit from me. And then he dies. Yershenu, right? So then the kid can still get Yerusha, can be an adult, but he'd be Yerush from his father because now the person died. And that's regular Yerusha, which happens Achar Misa. Bechayev Ubamoso. But if he says that you can't be nana for me alive and dead, umes lo yoshenu, so he can't get the Yerusha. So shma mina adam osa davar shibirshu so the chiyasim birshu so shma mina. So you see that the guy he can have an impact on the item, on the things, even once the money, whatever it's going to be, even after he passes away, or even though it's no longer in his rishus, because now he's passed away, it leaves his rishus, he still has control. So shma mina that it still works. Fine. Okay, Tanan Hasam. Konam peros ha'elu alai. Konam hein alpi. Konam hein lifi. Aser bechilufeyen ubigidulehem. So the person says, these peros are forbidden to me. And then he doesn't just say it's like, it basically all any of these lashonos, right? Ha'elu alai, konam alpi, lifi. I can't touch them to my mouth, whatever. The point being that I'm not allowed to eat them. So then not only are they usher, but you're also forbidden to any swap, right? So if the person, look at the Mefarish, in this chalf, konam peros ha'ilu alai on konadara, api as bichilufehem. So what's the chilufehem? In this chalfu beperos acheros, redaber shalabala olamu. So let's say, you forbade him from eating your apples, and they take the apples and they sell them for plums. So he's also to eat the plums now also. And gidu lehem, shenat on vihigdilus, right? So what if you forbade, certain plants, whatever, and then, or whatever they are, whatever the item is, and now he planted it somewhere, and now it grew into something else. So he forbade the tree, and he planted the tree, and now it grew into something else, and there's other things that grow from there. So those are also going to be forbidden. Okay. So by Rabbi Barachama, Amar konam peres elu al ploni. So what if the person says, these pairs are not forbidden to me, but they're forbidden on somebody else. Someone else can't use these items. So mao bechilufeyan. So it's the same halacha apply that now you're not only you usher with the item itself, but you also can't use the swapped item. So mi arminan gabe delay. And by the way, like the chilufeyan, they're usher. It's a good shaila is when it's the chilufeyan, do they actually like maintain the same status? Is it like a din derabanan that we aser that, or is it like a real din? Because Okay, but let's keep going. So Bayram Rachama, Amar Konam Paris Elu Al Ploni Mal Bichlufein. Right. So now that's true when I take the nether from myself. But what if I made it about somebody else? You can't eat my peros, whatever. And or let's say these peros. And does it even ask for the chilufin if he would go ahead and swap them for something else? Would the same thing apply? So mi amrinan gabe delay hol va'adam oser peros chaver al atzmo. Adam osa davar shalom bala olam al atzmo. Meaning, so when it comes to myself, what do we say? I can say I can't eat your apples from your orchard, right? And since I can say that, I can also aser a davar shalom bala olam. Meaning the swapped produce in this case is a davar shalom bala. I don't know which ones it's going to be. I don't know if it even grew yet. It's something I don't know about. So if you're going to tell me I can aser myself, I can say, like, your fruits I can't have. So fine, so I understand you're going to tell me I can also ask for the davar shalom bala olam, the chilufayin. Fine. But if that's true, but gabi chavero, ho ve'ein adam osher peros chavero lechavero, right? I can't say to you, konam, you can't eat the apples from your orchard. That I can't say. I don't have control over that, right? So since I can't say that, so maybe you'd say, ein adam osher davar shalom bala olam al chavero. So I also can't ask for a davar shalom bala olam on you, meaning, even if I can tell you can't eat my, my fruits, but maybe I can't say you can't eat the chilufayin, mm-hmm. Right? Because anyway, because the point here is obviously what he's saying is there's no shaila that he's asering, he Reuven says to Shimon, you can't eat your own peros. That doesn't work. So it must be he's saying you can't eat my peros. But the shaila is if he can't eat my peros, can he eat the chilufayin? Because it's davar shel ba'olam, maybe when it comes to somebody else, that wouldn't apply. De'amam bishum de'chilufin kigidulin dami lo shenahu v'lo shenah chavero. And when you say no, once we are comparing, what did we say in the first case? You're also b'chilufin and gidulin, right? So now that you are making chilufin and gidulin the same, so presumably the assumption is that gidulin is never shayla. If I ask you on the apple, so if you would, I don't know if that could actually work, but you'd plant, we used to think as kids, you could take the seeds and plant them and make a tree. So if you could do that, so then, if that's us or anyways, so then now that you compared the gidulin to the chilufin, so maybe now, even though it's a davar shel ba'al olam, it would still be like the asr. Fine. So Amar Rav Acha bar Minyumi, Tashma. So Rav Acha bar Minyumi tries to bring an answer. Harmal ishto konam shani nehne leich love ubali choven baim v'nifrayim. So a woman, so her husband's not paying for, the husband has to pay for the mizonos of his wife, right? And so what happens? A man takes a nether and says to his wife, konam, that you cannot get benefit from me. So now what she's supposed to do? So she can't get any money from him, but in the same time, he has a chiyuv to finance her, right? So look at the mafarish. Konam she'ani ne'elach love o bali chovin b'yom in front. What should she do? She's going to go. She'll go borrow money, and then the bal chov can go collect from the husband. Right. Exactly. So v'nifrayim mi baila deratzon habahu sheyovula. Meaning he wants them to do that, right? So that meaning why are they allowed to collect from him? Because he's a chayiv to take care of her. So he said she can't get hanah from him, but he has a chayiv to pay for her. So he says, fine, she can go borrow from them and they'll go get money from him. So it says the Gemara, my time of Bali Chov and Nifrain. Right, so how are the Bali Chov allowed to get paid from him? La Mishu, meaning they shouldn't be allowed to. Look at Mefarish. Vahacha, just continue the line before. Vahacha the livsa me'acherim the chilufe mamono shabal have, right? It's like chilufin, right? So since it's chilufin v'lo mitzar alba de ein adam osa davar shalom bala olam al chavera de ha nifrayin mibayla. In the end of the day, they can get paid from the husband, right? So that is basically a swap for the money that he's supposed to be paying to her. So that's sort of, it's a davar shalom bala olam basically. So, so let's go back to Gemara. So my time of Bali Chov and Nifrayin, la mishim techiluf and lav ki gidulin, dami, meaning must be, because chiluf and gidulin are the same thing. We have the same halacha. So Amarava, no, dil melechachilahu delo, the avid avid, meaning maybe he's not supposed to do that, right? Meaning really what's supposed to happen, look at Mefarish. Amarava la'olam eimalcha de chalifin kigidulin damu umitzri, right? Meaning it's not true. I mean they're not the same, but I mean the same that's really aser. Va'hachin lechachila lo tilva. This is an important point, right? We were saying before that we treat them the same, chilufin and kidulin. But in this case, if you treat them the same, it'd be a problem, right? Because she's forbidden to get benefit.
Right.
So it must be the chilufin are not treated the same
right.
as the kidulin. And that's why he's allowed to get paid back by the... He thought that's why the person who lends the money to her could get paid back from the husband.
Right?
Right? So the chilup, meaning it's... But the Gemara itself said it. My time about the nifran, la mishum de chilufin, la kikidulin dami.
Right?
Meaning that's the point. It's that they're not the same. And since they're not the same, so you see that in this... If that was true, then go back to our original question. The answer would be... That chilufin and not chidulin, and therefore they'd be forbidden for chilufin, right? Okay, fine. So the Gemara answers. So Rava says, well, not so fast, right? Now look at the Mefarish. Amar Rava laolam eim lecha the chalipin kigidulin. Now maybe they really are the same. Umitzri, right? Vahachin lechachila lo tilva, meaning v'tochal. She's not really supposed to borrow the money. Avav b'di'evit shapredami. But if she did, she did. But then what's she supposed to do? We said before, right, what if someone's not allowed to get hana? We had this case, right? And nothing to eat, so right? That's not the same case here. Why? Meaning, those cases, the person isn't chayiv to help the person,
right?
Just that, it's just he wants to, right? So he wants to help, but the guy he's moved on. No, so put the thing there. He makes it hefker. The other guy picks it up, whatever, right? And the matana ba'amahu the chayiv laheich aval hai baal the mefarnes akai ema the litzer lelifro labalchov lechachilehu delo, right? Meaning it could be it's takaser. Meaning so what are you gonna say that he can't, you know. So what about the fact that now he can't find his wife? Okay, fine, that's his problem, that he took a nether. He wasn't supposed to take such a nether. But fine. But the point is that you could argue that in this case, what happens is that, yes, if she goes ahead and she takes loans, that they can pay back. But it doesn't mean that l'chachila we would allow such a thing.
Right.
Fine, so it's not a riot. Fine, so try again. So Ella Tashma. Ha-mikadesh be'orla. So a guy goes to wife, woman says, Harim be'orla be'orla zu. Right, and Orla is Asr Behana. And Mekadeshes, not Mekadeshes, because you're not giving her something that's a Shavar, it's not Shavar Pruta, it's not something she can get benefit from. Machran Vekidesh Bidimeyan, but what if he sold the Orla and he is Mekadesh her with it now? Look at the Mefarish, Mekadesh Be Orla, the first of the wide lines again at the bottom, Shehu Isser Hana, right, and in Mekadeshes. But Machran Vekidesh Bidimeyan, Mekadeshes, Ama, the chalifin lav kikidulin damu, the kidulan aser, uba chalifin mishtere. Right, so it sounds like if she would plant the orla and it would make more things, so it'd still be aser. But the fact that you told me that if he goes ahead and he sells it and is mekadesh with the money, that's chilufayin and it works. So you see that chilufin are not like kidulin. So again, it's like, no problem. Now hachanami de lachachilahu de lo vi avid avid. No, it doesn't mean that you're allowed to do it. It's the not supposed to do it. If you did, it did. But it's again, like it says Mefarash, Hachanami Mare, the Chachila lo Yimkor, Yimkadesh bidimehen, Maida Abid Abid. He did in the end, he did. You have to assume then, but again, then you have to assume, I think that's part of the conversation around here, that the Isra of Chilufin is not Midaraisa.
Right.
It's got to be like a Knas.
Right. But it's right. So it's not like Chachila, therefore, if you did it,
That's why, but the evidence, if they did, it works.
Right.
Because if it was mamish, if it remained aser behana, you know, midaraisa, so then obviously, certainly the case of kiddushin is not going to work.
Right. I mean, using the case of orla, right? If someone sells orla, are you allowed to sell orla?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Lachar not, it's aser behana.
Right.
So I'm saying, because it's aser behana, the fact that you sell, and that's, by the way, that's part of the pshat, is that I think it's what these big rounds are about. But that's the pshat in any case, where there's an Isser Hana. And by the way, the Ran even says this, by the way, if you go back, I'm Zayim and Aleph, all the way where it says Bai Ram Bar Abba, it's like, here it is. So he says, La Bikonam is Lachud Kama Baile. La Bakulhu Isser Hana Da Amma. Nami Miskule, right? This question is not just a. And he says, Vahana de Maisa la Kamin, Tashma, Miyam Mekadish Borla. Right, that's the fact that the question is asked by Mekadosh Borla. So you see, it's not just about Nidarim Nekonamos. It's going to be true by any Isharna. But the point's got to be that if you ask the Chilufin, it's got to be Abanan. You're answering it. Because otherwise, it'd be fine. All right. Pick up next week. I guess we'll do
something similar. Right?
Something similar. Is it Thursday?
Yeah, I guess.
Thursday is a fast day.
Thursday is. Fast day.
It is a fast day. All right, we'll figure it out.